We're joined right now by State Representative-elect Mike Boeheim. Mike, good morning. Welcome to Talk 107.3. How are you, man?
I'm doing well. Busy. I'm sure you've heard, but there's a big announcement today in New Orleans at 11:30 by our Governor-elect Landry. And we're all looking forward to hearing what he's going to have to say.
We have heard that there is an announcement, but we have not heard what that announcement will be. We understand it's about law enforcement on a state level, probably on state police and a few other appointees within. Have you been given any clues otherwise?
Well, we had an orientation meeting with Governor-elect Landry right before Thanksgiving, and it was strongly suggested that a special session would be called at some point to deal with crime in Louisiana, and I wouldn't be surprised. I don't think I'm letting anything out early, but I wouldn't be surprised if he stated his intention to call a special session to deal with crime. So that's what I'm anticipating today, in addition to some big appointments. So, you know, you're using the Superdome as your venue. So, you know, I doubt that he's doing it just to walk on the 50-yard line and just announce a few appointments. I would imagine there's going to be some big news. And, you know, Governor-elect Landry has been very he's doing things at a fast clip, and he is not letting grass grow under his feet, even though he won the election a month earlier than most people anticipated. But we're looking forward to hearing what he's got to say. And, you know, we've got our leadership, the House and the Senate, essentially done. We're going to formally, as a Republican caucus, confirm Speaker designate DeVea this week.
Yep.
And they will have the official vote, of course, on Inauguration Day. But things are moving at a very quick clip.
Let's talk a little bit about you. You just got elected down Chalmette Way. Give the listeners in Baton Rouge a little bit of background on who Mike Boeheim is.
Well, I spent enough time in Baton Rouge when I was at LSU on a scenic plan. but I could tell you that I'm someone who I'm a former councilman in St. Bernard. I was 26 years old when I was elected. I was the youngest one elected at the time. Mm-hmm. And that was 20 years ago. And after doing a term in council, I decided to do something else and ran for the legislature. Had a few close calls, but on this one, I did really well, and very honored that the voters of St. Bernard decided to entrust me with this position, because we need to have a strong advocate up there. But conservative, someone who wants to see the interest of the people of Louisiana and my community protected. And, you know, all politics is local. You know, Tip O'Neill, former Speaker of the House, that was his number one rule in politics. And I think that's a good way of looking at things when you have a constituency. You need to ensure that the needs of your constituents are protected and advanced, and that's going to be my priority. But we need to move Louisiana forward. We need to get tough on crime. We need to improve our standing in education. We are behind the rest of the South on a lot of things, and with the resources we have between oil, natural gas, Mississippi River, and all these other assets that we have that no other state has. There's no reason for us to be so far behind the pack. You know, we should be, you know, on the front end, not the back end.
Absolutely.
And I'm hoping with the outstanding people who are elected, and that's going to be one of the stories that most people don't appreciate, is the crop of legislators coming in. And forget me for a moment. I could have lost my race, and I would still say this. The talent that you will have going into the legislature this time is incredible. These are some of the most capable, smart thinking conservative leaders I've ever encountered in politics, and they're coming from all over the state. And you're going to have a generation, you're going to have this generational of legislators come in that, well, they're not going to lead on the front end because you have a lot of folks in their third term, and you know, they're looking to have an impact before they leave office. But I think in 4 years, you're going to see a lot of these people like Beth Billings and Kim Carver and Jay Galley and Jessica Domain. They're going to step up in a big way. And Stephanie Burrell from Slidell, Joshua Carlson from Lafayette. So you're going to have a lot of these folks step up. And I think we're going to have a really, we're going to have a lot of big victories in this legislative term and then even bigger ones in the future.
We got Mike Baham with us, state representative-elect from down in St. Bernard Parish. Mike, we got a couple minutes left. There's two other things I want to touch on here, and you kind of led into it right there. So you've got a governor-elect who won in the primary. You've got incoming Speaker of the House who has an overwhelming amount of support behind him. You've got a large freshman class due to, you know, term limits and those who are running for other offices. And what I'm seeing right now, Mike, the term I've been using is everyone's rowing, if I could borrow from PJ Fleck, rowing in the same direction. You couple that with the energy of all the newbies, if you will, coming into the state capitol, and I'm hard pressed not to be energetic and optimistic.
Well, and policy is personnel is policy. And if you look at the people Jeff has surrounded himself with, both as attorney general and as governor elect, these are some of the smartest people I know in politics, and Jeff is going to be very well served. And, you know, when Jindal took over, he didn't inherit a Republican state. He had to do a lot of negotiating. He had to do a lot of horse trading on things. And, you know, Bobby was also a little bit distracted with the national political scene. Jeff's going to be focused on Louisiana. And, you know, I'm excited about this. This is a really good time if you're a conservative Republican to see some things happen, particularly when improving our business and climate and our economic opportunities in Louisiana, which we really need to join the ranks of South Carolina and Alabama and Tennessee, you know, in this area. I'm excited, and I think you're going to have a lot of good things going. You're not going to have a rubber stamp legislature. You're going to have thinking conservatives. They're going to vote on principle. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I've known Jeff a long time. I go back to 2010 with Jeff when he ran for Congress. I was his chairman of St. Bernard Parish, his congressional campaign. And I could tell you, Jeff is someone who he is engaged. He is involved. He doesn't delegate things. He likes to be, you know, involved in it. And his focus is going to be on Louisiana, and I'm very confident he's going to be a successful governor. I like the people that he's surrounding himself with, and you can't help but be optimistic. I mean, this isn't a partisan thing. I'm judging people by their talent and their ability and their backgrounds, and you got to like what you see.
Yeah, and I'm throwing passion in that mix as well. Last one before we get you out of here, and I appreciate a couple minutes this morning. Last before I get you out of here, special sessions aside, okay, when the regular session hits, what's the first bill you plan to file?
Well, we're working on I'm going to turn in some bills, but I have not figured out what's going to be on the front end, but it's not so much the bills, it's going to be the priorities, and the big priority for Louisiana has to be insurance. Homeowners insurance is way out of line. Mm-hmm. We need to do more to address what's happening with our commercial fishermen, particularly our shrimpers with the imports. So those are two very big issues in St. Bernard. In addition to the port issue, that's really big for us in our parish. But I think the priority of the legislature, once we get out of special session, has to be tackling insurance. People are being priced out of their homes. Their rates have risen astronomically, and we've got to get a hold on this. Yeah. And the good news is I think you'll have 144 legislators all working, regardless of Democrat or Republican, in the same direction, trying to bring down insurance rates. That has to be a key priority for the sake of the people of our state.
He is Mike Baham. Once we get you back in Baton Rouge, you know the door is open here all the time. I'm going to be bothering you a lot once you're sworn in.
Well, what else is new from LSU, my friend?
We appreciate a couple minutes this morning. Mike Baham, state representative-elect from down in St. Bernard Parish. Thank you so much, man.
Thank you, Brian.